Задание А8-А14. Вы услышите интервью с моделью. В заданиях А8-А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую номеру выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Anna, we see your face everywhere these days. With such a busy schedule, how do you manage to set priorities?
My personal life comes first, then there's everything else, like work. I have my contracts and I do some magazine shoots because they're what keep it all going. But I've also learned to say no to certain things.
Not everyone's lucky enough to be able to turn down work.
I used to have trouble doing it. You get pressured a lot. But I've realised that I have to take a break once in a while.
When did you really start to feel well known?
After I did my second Vogue cover, I realised I'd arrived as a model. But it's really been the television, and especially my Pepsi commercial. Some people never look at a magazine, but everyone watches TV.
Now, you're quite a celebrity yourself. Just how much do you think the public is entitled to know about you?
Well, even on my show, we try to make fun of the image. I think it's important to realise that I don't wake up looking like that. It's after a few hours of hair and makeup and great lighting and retouching if I have a pimple. I'm pretty used to being in the centre of activity, but sometimes I wish I could be just another girl at the gym working out. People don't need to know what I ate for breakfast. They need to know that I work hard, and that I have fat days and ugly days.
Having previewed your new exercise video, we find that hard to believe.
Oh, I have to work out. Some models don't, but I'm not one of them.
We hear you were also involved in the off-camera production.
Actually, I executive produced it. That was a whole different role for me. I had the final say on everything, from the cover design to hiring the director. That was great, but it was also my responsibility if something didn't work out.
Does all the TV and video mean you're giving up on a film career?
No, I would never rule it out, but I do find that I have an easier time being myself than playing a role. With acting, I don't know when I'm good or not, but with TV, I know.
People are always curious about celebrities' behaviour when they're away from the cameras. What's your normal evening at home like?
It depends on which house we're in. In New York, I'd be in the bathtub. I'm a real bath person, or reading or talking on the phone. If we're in the country house, where there's more room, I'd probably be in the kitchen.
Somehow, we just don't picture you running out to the supermarket to pick up a few things.
I do it. I don't get recognised as often as you might think, but I certainly don't go to the grocery store in full hair and makeup. That's asking for it.
Do you have any plans for the future that we should know about?
Well, the video comes out in October, so I'll be working on promoting that. And I'll be doing more with MTV and the Fox Network. We're talking about doing a show on women who do really daring things, like parachuting and mountain climbing. I have my work with Revlon for a few more years too. And of course, we'll eventually think about starting a family.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Anna, we see your face everywhere these days. With such a busy schedule, how do you manage to set priorities?
My personal life comes first, then there's everything else, like work. I have my contracts and I do some magazine shoots because they're what keep it all going. But I've also learned to say no to certain things.
Not everyone's lucky enough to be able to turn down work.
I used to have trouble doing it. You get pressured a lot. But I've realised that I have to take a break once in a while.
When did you really start to feel well known?
After I did my second Vogue cover, I realised I'd arrived as a model. But it's really been the television, and especially my Pepsi commercial. Some people never look at a magazine, but everyone watches TV.
Now, you're quite a celebrity yourself. Just how much do you think the public is entitled to know about you?
Well, even on my show, we try to make fun of the image. I think it's important to realise that I don't wake up looking like that. It's after a few hours of hair and makeup and great lighting and retouching if I have a pimple. I'm pretty used to being in the centre of activity, but sometimes I wish I could be just another girl at the gym working out. People don't need to know what I ate for breakfast. They need to know that I work hard, and that I have fat days and ugly days.
Having previewed your new exercise video, we find that hard to believe.
Oh, I have to work out. Some models don't, but I'm not one of them.
We hear you were also involved in the off-camera production.
Actually, I executive produced it. That was a whole different role for me. I had the final say on everything, from the cover design to hiring the director. That was great, but it was also my responsibility if something didn't work out.
Does all the TV and video mean you're giving up on a film career?
No, I would never rule it out, but I do find that I have an easier time being myself than playing a role. With acting, I don't know when I'm good or not, but with TV, I know.
People are always curious about celebrities' behaviour when they're away from the cameras. What's your normal evening at home like?
It depends on which house we're in. In New York, I'd be in the bathtub. I'm a real bath person, or reading or talking on the phone. If we're in the country house, where there's more room, I'd probably be in the kitchen.
Somehow, we just don't picture you running out to the supermarket to pick up a few things.
I do it. I don't get recognised as often as you might think, but I certainly don't go to the grocery store in full hair and makeup. That's asking for it.
Do you have any plans for the future that we should know about?
Well, the video comes out in October, so I'll be working on promoting that. And I'll be doing more with MTV and the Fox Network. We're talking about doing a show on women who do really daring things, like parachuting and mountain climbing. I have my work with Revlon for a few more years too. And of course, we'll eventually think about starting a family.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.